The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. It is 4 a.m., and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your vampire lord, as always, Tony. Joined with me today is...
Brian.
Rob.
Trying really hard to give a damn about vampires or werewolves.
Okay, well...
Used to be easy.
All right, but you better, because on September 19th, all hell breaks loose. The immortal battle for supremacy. It is Underworld from 2003, rated R, directed by Len Wiseman.
Who wrote it?
That would be Kevin. I already forgot his last name.
Kevin Grievous.
Kevin Grievous.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Wasn't also Danny McBride.
Danny McBride.
Yes.
I looked him up. It's not the same Danny.
No, it's not the same Danny McBride.
I had to check.
Just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with. Len Wiseman, our director here, also brought us Underworld Evolution, Live Free or Die Hard, The Total Recall remake, and Die Hard Year One coming soon.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, they're doing a prequel.
Who's playing John McClane?
Doesn't even matter. That's going to be shit.
Some guy.
Yeah.
So that's our director. It's written by Kevin, who is a comic
Kevin.
Artist.
This guy we know from down the street, Kevin.
Because I keep forgetting his last name, and I don't care. Grievous, right?
Don't you have it in front of you?
No.
Oh.
He, who is a actor / comic writer...
Mm-hmm. Slash writer.
Slash and part android Sith Lord.
Danny McBride, who is a actor, stuntman, / director and writer. So, top-notch team they formed here.
So why were the stunts so bad?
Because he was behind the camera, not in front of it.
Imagine if who Celine was supposed to romance was other Danny McBride. Like, that would have been so much cooler.
This would have been a very different movie.
Yeah. I would have rather... Craven been McBride.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been like, awesome if he was.
Yeah.
And her love interest with Channing Tatum.
Well, Channing Tatum.
I love him.
So.
I don't watch the movie again. Like,
what, Magic Mike 00?
No.
This is the end. But, let's not get into that. A movie you did just recently rewatch, Underworld. What is your history with that movie, Brian?
This came out, I remember being pretty heavily into vampire stuff. And I was excited as hell for this to come out. And I enjoyed this movie when it came out. I remember. I remember things I didn't like about the movie. And those still hold true today. But I remember I was like, hey, I was entertained by this movie. So,
bro.
Oh, yeah. How many of us here saw this in theaters together?
I think we did. We all did.
Yeah.
Really?
I believe
so.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Yeah, and I believe we were all elbowing each other during the film, going, "Oh my god!" Like classifying all the different kinds of vampires that we in
our
heads.
That's a Toreador. That's a Toreador. That's a Toreador. That's a Toreador.
That one's a Ventru. Who wants to be a Toreador?
Yeah. So yeah, this was a big, fun-filled adventure.
Joe.
I remember enjoying it, I think, more in the sense that at that point I was used to vampire movies just crashing and burning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that one, like, it landed the plane. Maybe, like, a wing fell off, but, like, the plane was on the ground and everyone was okay. So I was like...
It landed it like Sully.
Yeah. So I was like, that's awesome.
No. Like Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
No, I mean, yeah. The dude who landed the plane in the water.
I was going to go with launch pad, but...
That works. Well, no, that's a full-on crash and burn. You just can walk away from it. Same thing. Like, I appreciate aspects of this, but even then I remember being like, why did that happen or why did this happen and what's up with that? But
it earned enough cred at the time to where it could cash in and be like, I'm going to do something stupid now.
Yep.
And yes. Then I'll build up a little more cred.
Yeah, basically on the movie chart, it's fairly low. On the vampire movie chart, it's pretty high.
Yeah.
None of us went to see the sequel though.
Nope.
No, we knew it wasn't going to do it again.
I saw it, but not in the theater.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most of us probably have seen it.
The only thing I actually really loved in the movie was Bill Nighy's character, and he died. So it's like, all right, it's not going to, you know, come close to that.
The only real vampire in the movie was Bill Nighy's character.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a brief history on this movie. Of course, this was Len Wiseman's first directorial debut. I do have that. Kevin Grievous did model this character Selene off the psychic vampire character from the X-Men Hellfire Club, Black Queen Selene. And, of course, Selene is named after the Greek goddess of the moon.
I thought Jean Grey was the Black Queen.
I thought Celine Dion was the Greek goddess.
At one point, it's don't X-Men lore. Let's not go down that
rabbit hole. Don't X-Men lore.
Yeah. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Other people up for this part of Selene were Halle Berry, Mila Jovovich, and Rhona Mitra.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is either.
She was in Boston Public, maybe? No, one of those lawyer shows during the 90s. I can't remember.
I would have taken any of them.
I didn't want to have to go down this route, but the girl that got molested by a Hollow Man. You remember Hollow Man?
Nope.
Nobody remembers
Hollow Man? I never saw it.
I saw it once years and years ago.
I couldn't see it. He was invisible.
I think I saw it at the Stanley household.
You're very lucky, Joe.
And I don't remember a thing about that.
Really? You don't? Yeah. Okay.
Remember it gets real stupid real fast.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrible scene where he's just like, I finally have the power to be invisible. Let me go rape a girl. But we'll save that for if we ever get to Hollow.
Oh, wait, was that Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw the movie.
Michael Sheen and Wentworth Miller, who are both in this movie, actually auditioned for the Scott Speedman role.
Obviously. They should have gone with Tug Speedman.
Tug Speedman?
Yeah.
Or Tug Speedboat.
From the Scorcher films.
Sure. Why not?
I don't know what you're talking about,
Jack. I don't either.
Simple Jack. Tropic Thunder.
Oh, okay. All
that right. Was Ben Stiller's character, Tug
Speedman. Oh, okay.
Tugger Nuts.
I knew where he's going. Well, I knew what he was talking about. I didn't know where he was going with that. The dogs that chased Scott Speedman out of the vampire mansion.
Sucked.
They did. They really did. They couldn't find vicious dogs, so they just got dogs. which is why, not only was the barking added in later, but if you watch when they're chasing after him, you can see their tails happily wagging.
I bet he has a biscuit.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably were just like, here, take some bacon, put it in your pockets.
Crammed his pockets.
Like that. I like that. Can I just have some bacon?
Yeah. Scott Speedman suffered a concussion during one of the scenes when...
the movie was just that dumb.
Yeah, when Victor threw him through that wall and all those big rubbery pieces went flying. Apparently one hit him in the head and...
No, Bill Nighy just grabbed him and threw him through the wall.
He was just like...
Shortly after this movie's release in Canada, Screen Gem Production Company was desperate to have more of them and asked Len Wiseman to sign on further, to which he replied, I always envisioned this as a trilogy.
Uh-huh.
So you got two more movies out of this. And of course, as we kind of mentioned, White Wolf Inc. ended up suing this movie for, I believe, 17 counts of copyright infringement.
How?
And it was settled out of court. Apparently, they had one particular White Wolf author had written a story, which was about a vampire and a werewolf falling in love, and it was basically this. I know everyone's done that, but like...
Yeah, it was everyone's vampire game.
All of DeviantArt is going to sue them, too.
But to be fair, this movie reeks of the White Wolf system. Like it's all.
Yeah, that's true. Place. Everything's inconsistent as shit.
Yeah.
Like one second you're a master, the next time you're just throwing your guns on the ground.
That's because you had 12 down a roll, but you rolled all ones.
So yeah. Kind of like this podcast. Yep.
Wait, no, it was you had a 10 dice pool. You rolled 4 tens and 5 ones.
So. The best when you specialized and you got to re-roll the 10 and it was a 1 and you're just like, you motherfucker.
No sense.
This isn't working at all. All right. So does anyone want to guess at how much money this made? Keep in mind.
I mean, how much cost?
How much it cost made. Yeah, sorry.
I'm rolling $90 million.
First movie. I'm going to say 40. Million.
65 million.
Wow. It's 22.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Want to guess how much it made?
It did get two sequels.
I'm going with, 90 million. Fuck it.
I'm going 120.
I'm going to go 80.
It's 51.
Oh.
You guys are overshooting here.
Yeah. Because, in all fairness, like the past few weeks.
Well, that's fair.
Those movies had way more money than they should have had.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no one wins the showcase.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Speaking of,
does that mean we could go home?
No. Speaking of no one wins, let's talk about who's in this movie.
Kate Beckinsale, a bunch of people you don't care about.
Kate Beckinsale won. She won my heart.
Yeah.
She definitely won. She got to be in all the sequels. She got banked for this.
Yeah, she did get banked for
not
that.
Not all the sequels.
She's not in the last one?
I don't believe she's in the prequel. Oh, she's in all the other ones.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you got Kate Beckinsale as Celine. You got Scott Speedman as Michael. Michael Sheen as Lucian. Shane Broly as Craven. Bill Nighy as Victor. Erwin Leder as Singe. Sophia Miles as Erica. Robbie Gee as Khan. Wentworth Miller as Dr. Adam.
Wait, is Khan the Asian guy that didn't have any lines?
No, Khan was the black dude from Lock, Stock.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought that was Singe. Okay.
Nope. And then Kevin Grievous as Rays.
Yay. As you can tell, we're all super excited.
How does Ken Grievous spell his name? Is that like General Grievous?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is that his real name? What? Anyone know? That's Kevin actually Grievous? His name.
I mean, I would imagine it's what he signs everything, Facebook page.
Checks.
And goes to cons. Okay. Everything's been ever acted in. Yeah. I mean.
Well, for a long time it was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but you know.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I think Colonel Grievous probably changed his name. I don't think he started his military career as First Lieutenant Grievous.
Colonel Grievous?
Mm-hmm. Or General Grievous.
Mm. Better recognize.
See what I'm saying? It doesn't really work as on the lower ranks.
Nothing works.
Although, yeah, colonels are pretty badass. They'll beat you with their right thumb.
So there's some dumb vampires in this movie.
Okay, yeah, we wanna get in here?
Yeah, we start with this dumb monologue about, like, vampires and werewolves, they don't like each other.
They're like, oh, check it out. Kate Beckinsale's in a skin tight outfit on a roof with a trench coat.
I did check it out.
Yeah.
Bent over this railing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
She is a death dealer, in fact. Her whole job is to hunt down werewolves because there's a big war.
For Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, between the werewolves and the lichen. She sees some guys going into a subway. They somehow know are werewolves because they can tell.
She's good at her job.
Yeah.
Sure.
Vampire powers in this movie are like, they're a sometimes food. Like, sometimes the vampires have powers. Sometimes they're just people with Hot Topic fangs in. And it never, like, there's no rhyme or reason to when they're going to, it's just plot there's convenience no powers. Of it.
I mean, you got to look at what clan are they? Like, you know, who are their mentors? Say. Like, you know. She's been training to be a warrior, so she fights better than other people.
They took all that out after they got
sued. Yeah, they should have just paid White Wolf their money and then said whatever clan they were in.
Saw what happened when they tried that. Yeah. Remember Kindred the Embraced?
I liked that show before I knew what the fuck that show was supposed to be. And then I was like, oh, I shouldn't like this show.
They tried to recoup some of their losses with those video games.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot they had a shitty video game.
Yep.
It wasn't that.
I think they had one good one after that, but I forget what it's called.
Bloodlines or something?
Yeah, it might have been Bloodlines, yeah. Yeah, that first one sucked.
Brace yourselves, audience. This is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just break out playing some Vampire the Masquerade.
All right. So here we go. You've been billed this movie as vampires versus werewolves, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. You got some werewolves. You got some vampires. Oh, they're going to have a showdown. They're going to have a gunfight.
Yep.
Pew, 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 yeah. Pew.
Vampire.
They're not even going to have a good gunfight.
Yeah, they're on a subway full of people.
It's like everyone has two guns, and of course, nobody can hit each other.
Right.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to reload very much, because that's how you do. And they just shoot the ever-loving shit out of everything down there.
Yeah, some innocent bystanders.
Some innocent bystanders get shot. Scott Speedman tries to help this lady. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to be too thrown by the fact that these gun-toting weirdos are trying to grab on him.
Michael Corvin.
Yeah.
Is the character's name.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever.
Michael Corvin.
It was originally Michael Cobain, but then they got sued by other people, and they were like, all right. This movie is very 90s.
It is.
Considering it came out in 2003?
Yeah.
It's like, it stinks. They couldn't
shake that 90s off yet.
They really could. So. And maybe that's like just...
No, but it reeks of like the Matrix influence.
It does. Oh, God, yes. It reeks of that. But like even just like the lighting and the coloring of everything, just like very, very 90s.
Yeah.
The hairstyles, the clothes.
And by just, lighting, you mean the lack thereof?
Yeah.
Well, it was all blue. And
yeah, but they thought it was cool to pick one color and run with it.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting a little too nerdy about it, but like the way everything was like dirty looking, like dark and grainy, like just had a very like 90s movie feel to it.
The time of grunge.
Made you wish you were watching The Crow, but then you'd be watching The Crow.
Yeah. I mean...
So anyway, we see apparently the group that went in there, presumably the Lycans, they're fighting the vampires. They seem to have these new bullets that are causing this dude to freak out and his skin to bubble and whatever.
He died.
Yeah.
Here's a question. These werewolves, they're fine with like opening fire in the middle of a crowded subway. Yep. Why not just become werewolves? Like, is that off the table? Like, guns, yeah, that's fine.
They do mention later on how them opening fire was, like...
It was a big deal.
A big deal, because they had never done that before. Like, that's unusual for them to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that mess.
Yeah. And I would imagine, like they don't want to... If they transform for all those people, they'd have to kill everyone, because, like, once people know that, like, that shit is for real, then military gets involved, and you want to keep that shit under wraps, because you wouldn't want to... have people hunting you for real. Like,
I mean,
a small group of vampires hunting you is different than having the entire human race hunting you. Yeah. Like,
if you open fire on a crowd, you just seem like some psycho with a gun. If you turn into a werewolf, all hell's breaking loose.
Another question. Where does this movie take place?
I'm assuming, like, London.
Half the people are, like, English.
North Euro-America?
Yeah. Half the people sound British. Craven is trying desperately not to sound Irish. The cops in the movie sound American, but the license plates, I believe, are not.
They are not. It is not American. I know that for sure. I did read something that said where it was, but right, I don't remember.
But I was like, well, the law enforcement sounds like they wouldn't be. I don't know.
Like, Europe makes the most sense just because of how old stuff is.
Yeah.
But they were wearing a more American, like, law enforcement uniform.
And they had no accents. Like, they had American accents, I guess.
Let's just say it was set in not America.
Yes. Yeah.
It was on Earth somewhere.
Yeah.
In America.
Because, like, being in that tomb for centuries.
Yep.
Like he supposedly was.
Yeah, he's not anywhere
in America. He can't be in America. Yeah. They couldn't have been built in America, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the thing I read was in this beginning scene somewhere there's like advertisements on the subway. And if you can read that, it tells you whereabouts they are. But I do not remember.
I think for purposes of this movie, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I guess not. It was just something that like caught me off guard. Yeah. I was like, nobody sounds... like anybody else, and it's all...
Yeah, everybody's talking in a American-ish way, because...
Except Kate Beckinsale. And,
well, they might have accents or whatever, but the point is...
Yeah. Most of the vampires are British. Like, yeah,
we know American audience need to be able to watch this, so...
Maybe part of the curse of becoming a vampire involves Britishness.
Wow. My apologies.
Sorry, Phil.
To Kate Beckinsale. I don't care about Phil.
Phil's a listener. That's fucked up.
You know what, Phil?
I care about you, Phil.
You know what, Phil?
I don't know you, Phil, but I care about you, too.
Phil loves Legos, too.
You know what, Phil? Let me finish.
Okay.
Phil, you're great. Thank you for listening. I spoke out of turn. I just want to take the rest of this podcast to apologize. I'm not going to talk about Underworld. There's nothing to talk about. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes of absolutely nothing. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Mine, we're out.
Podcast over.
Good night, everybody.
So, Underworld.
Oh, you're gonna make us do this anyway.
All right. Yeah.
So,
I guess some subway passenger gets shot in the crossfire.
Yeah.
She gets caught up in the crossfire.
Oh, I would love to be playing some Crossfire right now.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she totally gets hit by that marble with the big purple saw blade around it, and she goes down like a lump of clay, and so our hero...
Crossfire!
Yeah. Michael the Archangel comes down and he's like, oh, I'll save this girl because I'm a nurse or intern or something.
Somehow or associated to medicine somehow.
Yeah, associated. Yeah. So he, I'm going to take her.
Surgical nurse.
Yeah. So he drags her to like the dirtiest hospital I can imagine and I guess saves her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kate Beckinsale has a little row with the werewolves.
Mm-hmm. Celine.
She's fighting Raz.
No, she's fighting the other guy.
Right. Raz is fighting some other dude. She's fighting some guy.
I think they call him Raze.
It's Raze-zar. Raze-zar.
I'm sorry.
Raze, like you would do to a building.
Okay.
The wolf puppet costumes were not entirely unlike the Raze-zar costume from Ninja Turtles 2.
I do like how Raze, like the moment like he gets off the sub, like off the track, he's just like, oh yeah, I'm a werewolf.
Yeah.
Roar.
Yeah. But no, to be fair, no one's around now? Yeah. All right, cool.
I'm out of sight of people. Yeah. Sort of.
I think Raze-zar actually had more head articulation.
Yeah, probably.
Yes,
because it quasi-talked. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
But he was goofy as shit.
They all babies!
Save that for another day.
There's nothing to talk about.
So, yeah, then, I mean, the fight where she kills that other werewolf is okay, but then, like, Raze shows up, and one thing I don't get with the vampires in this movie is their secondary melee weapons are all terrible things for fighting just a huge muscular thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I'm going to get you with a whip, or I'm going to throw like a ninja star at you.
Yeah, this is where that little marble with the purple star around it
comes
into play. Like, he tosses a bunch of those at him.
Like, if those were grenades, much better option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, some kind of big knife or sword if you have one of those.
Sticky bomb, like
Like, sticky bomb would be great.
I'll give them this, though, because, like, excuse me. I would imagine that up until now, bullets just worked. Like, you put more into bigger things, but bullets pretty much just worked. And I argue that Raze is a upper-class werewolf, which is why bullets kind of don't work as well, you know, against him. They hit him. He's like, I'm too hardcore for this. Like you need more than that.
We're also kind of skipping over the fact that it's from the sounds of it, she hasn't had to do a whole lot of fighting in a while either, because they believe they've pretty much led the Lycans to extinction.
Almost.
They clearly don't.
And that's not clear exactly. Are Lycans, they're not vampires. They were servants of the vampires, but they are immortal.
Yeah.
They do drink blood.
Right.
But they seem to be alive.
They don't really drink blood, actually.
Yeah, she said feed.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, you could use any manner of gases against them because you don't have to worry about any of the side effects.
Immolation.
Mm. Yep.
Would be good.
You don't want to immolate, if you're vampire, that'll get
but
you.
But how do I vampire powers? I don't know what their vampire weaknesses are. Like, we know sunlight kills them, which is good. They got that, you know, at least not Twilight.
They can take bullets, regular bullets, pretty well, and stabs through the chest pretty well. Like,
he took those four ninja stars, and he was like, I don't care, I'm walking home.
Yeah, because he's an upper-class werewolf. Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm clearly the biggest one here. Like, need more than that for me, dude.
Well, that's the
part. I wrote this shit. I'm walking out of here.
Like, that's the part that, like, bothered me. And that's cool. Like, I'm glad they added that. I'm glad he did that. But for the most part, watching this movie, it's just like any other action movie. It's just two guys shooting at each other.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and then
that's what I was complaining about before.
Then you get the one guy that gets shot a couple of times and he keeps going.
And like, once hearing how much the movie costs, it makes sense why there's so much gun shit happening.
Yeah.
Because it's way cheaper to have gunfights and it's to pay animators and special effects people to do werewolf scenes.
We don't.
Yeah. Also, side note, and kind of, I think it kind of works towards their advantage somewhat, but mostly practical effects, not too much in the way of CGI.
We
started getting it CGI, but this could have been a CGI fest and look a lot worse.
I will say this, the CGI that was in the movie, especially for the time period, wasn't terrible. It didn't blend in the background all that terribly well.
It was a little off somewhere.
It was a little off, but for the most part, like, the actual models were decent. I think I would have honestly rather had a little more CGI to be able to see the werewolves do more stuff.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, it's like, hey, look, we made this awesome werewolf suit. Like, looks cool, even though his like lower half is super skinny. Can't see it. Yeah,
you mean that shadowy smudge over there that's moving around real quick?
Yeah, it was a little bit of like a little bit like Goro from the Mortal Kombat movie.
Well, I think they only built top halves and then like feet. So
Well, that's the problem. This was that weird era where we didn't have CGI worked out enough where they could have really had the werewolf do a whole lot of cool things and use the puppet properly.
I mean, for a movie of this budget.
Yes. Yeah,
the budget.
$22 million is not a lot of money to do.
No.
All the stuff. Like.
Yeah, this is not Jurassic Park here.
No, but so, I mean, like, you've got...
It would have been nice, but...
Behind the camera, you have a, what I assume is a professional stuntman. Like, he should have been able to, like, figure out, like, you know, rigging stuff. Like, they did some tricks with the vampires, but for the most part, like, the vampire power, as far as I could tell, was dropping out of a window and landing on your feet. Okay.
You could occasionally go on walls sometimes.
Yeah. What is that even? That's not even like a.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Not even typical like vampire or werewolf power.
Werewolves are doing it all over the place.
Yeah. But it's like, what's, I don't know. There just wasn't enough in the movie to say, yeah, these are vampires and they're fighting werewolves. It was just like, here's monsters and here's these guys shooting at them.
Yeah, a lot of it was just werewolves are just people with fangs that can take a hit.
It's like, I could watch Aliens and be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to rush through a bunch of shit right
Please
now.
Please do.
Yeah. Because I don't, we don't need to go scene for scene.
Definitely.
The first hour of this movie is a lot of just like.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about
that. They don't really even explain the plot.
It's weird subplots that kind of come to fruition somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
And then something else takes place for the end of the movie.
Let me just ask for a clarification here. We watched some sort of extended cut, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember a lot of the stuff that I saw.
Well, here's the thing.
First time through.
We watched the extended cut, which was like 2 hours and 16 minutes. Yeah. The official runtime is 2 hours and 14 minutes. So there really wasn't that much added.
Huh.
I think mostly the part where Ed Sheen actually tells the doctor guy.
Isn't it Michael Sheen?
It's Michael Sheen.
Ed Sheen is the singer?
Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Sorry. Where Lucian.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tells the doctor guy that he needs him for this special project.
Yeah.
I think that was like the main scene.
I don't remember that crappy love scene between Erica and Craven, but it's been a while.
No, that's right. There wasn't as much of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I think.
Crappy love scene.
I think it's not the a boob cut in we sight. Got.
Come on, titty. There was no titty.
Yeah. I think it was the cut we got where the flashbacks to Sonya dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the past. To Sonya dying and all that business was actually replaced. Like in the original movie, they had some kind of, you know, past scenes made. But in the later cuts, I know they added in footage from the prequel that they made. So I think we got some of that as well.
Great. So yeah, there was most of it. You probably just didn't remember because it was
forgettable.
Two and a quarter hours long for no reason.
Yeah, but like, so skim through this first like almost hour of the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the Lycans are chasing after Michael. Celine figures out that's what they're after, and then she hunts him down before they get her. Mm-hmm. Like that's like the first chunk of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of that shit, you find out that Craven has a hard on for Celine, and Celine don't want shit to do with him.
He's a turd, but he has an awesome sequin suit.
Yeah, and like what? And like his like second girl hates Celine because she wants to be the first girl. So like, there's that subplot of hers wanting to get Celine out of the picture. And like, that's like an hour of the movie.
So unnecessary.
And you don't give a damn about any of this.
Nope.
Because most of it is just Celine's like, I think I got a clue. I got to go figure this out. So she leaves. She goes. She gets proof that this is really a clue to something. She's still not sure what. And then goes back to the manor and like looks over the evidence some more.
No, she finds it.
It's just going back and forth for nothing.
Like the minute Victor showed up, I was like, oh, awesome. Now there's only like 20 minutes left in this movie.
Nope. There was like 40 minutes left.
Yeah. No, there was an hour and 15 minutes.
It wasn't halfway over.
He came in at the 56 minute mark. So there's still an hour and 20 minutes. I'm like, what the hell?
What are we doing?
So basically, I just saved an hour.
Yeah.
We don't need to go through all the scenes. Like.
There's one scene we got to talk about.
Oh, what is that, Joe?
When she goes to rescue Michael Corvin.
The floor holes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of lichens coming after her. They're on the floor.
Quick side note I don't want to throw in here as well. It starts, she breaks into his apartment by kicking the door in.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he comes home and they're both kind of alerted to stuff going on because Wentworth Miller calls because mm-hmm. the police showed up at the hospital saying that, you know, he's involved in the shooting. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that couldn't possibly be. Like, he took a victim from there to the hospital. He would have to have answered to the police by now. This is not, like, news. How the hell did any of that transpire? Mm-hmm. That was irritating. But, so now he's there. Kate Beckinsale's there. She's throwing him around. Like, she wants some answers. The lichens show up. I almost said throw up. Mm-hmm. And...
yeah, so they're coming. They're on the walls. They're on the ceiling. They're on the floor. Why were you running on the ceiling?
I didn't get that either.
Like, way slower than running on the floor.
Way slower. But, unnecessary energy spent.
Yeah.
Till the sweat drips from what?
The windows to the wall.
Okay. So
I would argue maybe just so she can't just shoot straight down the hallway and hit all of them.
Yeah. So she's shooting and she decides, fuck this. I'm just going to spin in a circle, fire my guns into the floor. Yeah. And I remember seeing this in the trailer, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh. Wasn't that awesome, dudes?
Yeah. They didn't miss.
I was just going to say.
It didn't work out.
Yeah, no.
No, I think.
Wasn't that awesome, bro?
Even with MP5s and double-barreled shotguns to try to take out the thick floorboards and then jumping up and down on it, they never got it to work. And I used a few hundred rounds of ammunition.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But they didn't have Bugs Bunny physics.
But they did cut down a tree, but they had to use...
well, if they had a minigun, they could certainly have done
it. Oh, yeah. Remember Predator?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to spin in a circle. Just aim it down for a few minutes.
Deforestation right there.
There we go.
Well, just the weight of carrying that weapon when you fall through the floor.
That's possible.
Yes, yeah, so she escapes through her floor hole. Mm-hmm. And
they just don't follow her.
No.
Nope.
Well, I mean...
well.
They were totally fooled.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
Where'd she go? She just disappeared.
No, they were like, that shouldn't have worked.
That's what there was.
They're all arguing about it. How did this work? Like,
we're going to jump on that, and it's just going to be a painted-on hole. I've seen this show.
But it doesn't matter anyway, because Michael Sheen is waiting. Lucian is waiting for Michael at the bottom of the elevator. And when he comes out, he's just like, I'm going to bite you. And, like, spits his blood into a little container.
Which made me think it was America.
Mm-hmm. What, you never just bit a random stranger on an elevator?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, well, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. What you got to do. Although I wonder, like, is this experiment still good after getting blood in your mouth and then spitting it into the
container? Nah, it'd be totally contaminated.
Yeah, getting shot like 20 times.
Yeah. But anyway.
I think at least one of them was in the head.
Plus, I imagine, like, the way werewolves work, wouldn't his saliva, like, mix with the blood and, like, do something to it? Or
yeah.
Let it go for plot reasons. Just let it go.
There's going to be a lot of that. So now they get into a car. Celine and Michael.
Yeah.
And they try driving away, but Lucian is chasing after him.
She's like, yeah, I can outrun a car. Yeah.
Which, again...
yeah, it's like, finally powers their show.
His, like, his...
he's a werewolf, sure.
He's a... no, but he's like an upper-class werewolf. Like, he's like a legit, like, well, been around forever kind of werewolf. So he's like super, super fucking powerful. So it makes sense here. He can catch a car. You know, he can take it and shot. Like, everyone else who got shot with the bullets... had asked someone to take him out for him. He was like, fuck that. I pushed that shit out myself.
Yeah.
And just willed him out of his body. So, like, you know, he's a step above the rest of the werewolves. So, it makes sense. That, like,
he's apparently also a member of the Assassin's Creed because he's got that little knife thing on his wrist. Yeah, it's
basically a wrist sword.
Yeah. That was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I feel it would have been better if he was chasing after the car and instead of the whole scene where he jumps on the top and then stabs Celine or whatever, if the car went into the water because he just ran up to it and, like, punched it and, like, sent the car spinning.
Well, yeah, but then you'd have, why wouldn't he go after it?
Because everybody knows werewolves can't swim.
What?
So, anyway, he's on top of the car.
All right.
This is also kind of irritating because he's stabbing at the car.
Yeah, I was just going to point this out.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to realize, like, if I aim roughly where the driver's seat is, I can hit her.
Well, but the other thing is Kate Beckinsale's driving, but it's like, there it is over there. It's coming closer. It's like, I wonder where the next one's going to go. Yeah. So he stabs her in the shoulder. Then she comes up with the idea to step on the brakes and get him off the top of the car.
Well, that's the other thing, because like, she's driving the car not caring about this sword, as though she has powers to just not care about it. But then it hits her, and she's like, oh, yeah, that actually hurts. So I think I'm going to pass out now.
Like, more so than a vampire should pass out.
Yeah, and this is also a big problem I had. Like, he mentions, you know, you're going to suffer from loss of blood. You need to pull over. You can't be driving like that. And she's like, no, I'm fine with it. But immediately passes out. But as a vampire, she's passing out from loss of blood from being stabbed in the shoulder. Meanwhile, this dude who got bit in the shoulder and I would imagine bleeding quite a bit as well is just totally cool with it.
The only thing I could think is maybe Lucian has a magic sword.
Well, plus like
okay, I'll buy that.
He got bit, right? So that went like, you know, teeth deep. She got stabbed through her shoulder, coming out of part of her chest. Like that.
Oh, did it go that far?
It was like 9 inches of that fucking blade went through her.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, he stabbed a good when he pulled out, it was a good chunk of that so it had her blood on it. Like he stabbed through her.
I thought he just gave her the tip.
No. He stabbed through her.
So yeah, like, I didn't realize it was
like,
that bad.
She got fucking impaled. Like,
he said it was just going to be the tip, but he lied.
Yeah. Just see how it feels.
Take a deep breath. Just went all in. Like,
this is happening.
Bite the pillow. I'm going in dry.
So we crash into the water. Michael pulls Celine out. He's looking after her, whatever. I think is when he
gives her CPR.
Yeah, I guess. Her,
yeah, because you know,
well, undead. Know. I don't know how that worked, if that worked, but he thought he was helping. But this is when he first starts getting flashes of Queen of the Damned.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now they're in love.
Yeah.
Then he passes out.
We'll get that. So he passes out. So she takes him back to the Vampire Manor.
Yep.
Where we're just having masquerade in the middle of the...
Well, yeah, there's just a bunch of goths standing.
All the time. Like, they just keep going through here. There's just like a crowd of people just hanging out.
Yeah. And you know what? That's why none of these vampires have powers, because they're not actually training or doing anything. Just atrophying in this little
I do like when Bill Nye wakes up, though. He's like, this coven has gone to shit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's grown soft.
Yeah, you foppish little weirdos. Get to doing something, would you?
Not me. I'm hard as a rock. Brian, I need that cake.
Which one? There's so many of them.
The yellow cake? No, the one under the Reese's eggs.
We find out that Michael is the carrier. Carrier of what? You're not going to know for a while. You just have to pretend that's important.
He's presumably not really the carrier of anything, kind of. It's weird. We'll get
there. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
This is what when they meet Erica, and she's like, oh, he's a werewolf. I could jump on the ceiling.
She legitimately...
That's what I was trying to skip. Michael doesn't know what's happening to him. He doesn't know what's going on. So he's feeling weird. He's in this because he got bit and no one's telling him what's about to happen. And for some reason, what's-her-face didn't notice that he got bit. Never noticed. I mean, you think a vampire could smell blood but you know, no, she can't. So she doesn't notice that he's bit. And this Craven's second chick notices the bite. She was going to go like fuck with him to get Celine in trouble.
Yeah. Well, to be fair with Michael, she may have tried, but only smelled vinegar.
Wow.
But more weird side plot stuff. This, the second, the blood. What's her name's Erica?
Erica. They don't say it, but that's her name.
She's like trying to do some weird subplot, like to get Celine in trouble, but like also to put herself ahead. So she like doesn't tell anyone that dude was bit, but only tells Celine so that she has it above her when it comes time to.
I'm not saying this as like the audience or the critics or anything. Like literally no one cares.
Yeah.
Like no one in the movie gives one fuck about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's basically just not. There's no reason for her to be there.
Also, what is it? I don't know, Dr. Snart, whatever. He's in this for no reason.
Yeah, I wasn't like mentioning him. Like, yeah.
Oh, there's, I want to mention that he's pointless.
Yeah, there's one thing that's real stupid we skipped over that we have to mention. UV light bullets.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a thing. I'm not quite sure how they worked that out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
But like, about kinda, tracer kinda go with it. That keep UV light somehow. I don't know.
They just took the stuff out of a glow stick.
Yeah. I mean, bullets. It's just, couldn't we have just had consecrated bullets or something? I don't know. They got a priest.
They wanted to be high tech. They wanted
not
to look funky.
Edgy enough.
Yeah, that's all that was. That's
but
all
they could
was.
Have had little crosses in them, not Rob. How cool would that have been?
Edgy.
You're also forgetting this is early 2000s Matrix era, so you need something glowing neon.
That's yeah.
True. Yeah. So that's all it was. Like
in the 90s, it was your drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, Celine, Michael runs off to do fucking whatever. Celine decides she can't wait anymore. She's going to wake up one of the elders.
I'm sorry. I got to go back to the bullets.
Okay.
So, okay.
Is it
all right
if I eat my cake?
Yeah.
Eat your cake.
At this point,
Celine. Stop eating my sesame cake. Oh, sorry.
Gets silver nitrate rounds that can kill the werewolves better. And they have the ultraviolet rounds that could kill the vampires better. And so now we're just at the point where they can just shoot each other. So just have them fucking shoot each other. Like, what was the point even in the first place?
To pad out the runtime?
Yeah, that's
now
it.
Now we can shoot that's each other better.
Of. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. You got vampires and werewolves. All they do is shoot each other.
Yeah.
Continue.
But, like, yeah, so basically, to skip more stuff, yeah. Like, the underlying issue is that Celine thinks Kraven has something to do with what's happening. So she's like, I'm going to wake up the granddaddy of vampires to get his help to tell him what's going on because I don't trust Kraven. And the way she does it is supposedly when they wake the elders up, whoever gives them blood to wake up also imparts knowledge of what they've experienced for the past years. So they kind of have a sense of what they're waking up to. She's not quite strong enough to do that, so he gets only parts of images. So when he wakes up, he doesn't fully believe that she knows what she knows. Yeah. So he's like, I need some proof. I need proof of this shit.
Yeah, he's basically just having like quick seizure flashes of what's been going on with her for the past 1,000 years or something, whatever the hell. It's
yeah,
been.
Which is weird because
he can't follow it.
She only wants him to know about what happened the last day or so. So it's like how do you pinpoint what you give him?
She does mention that the elder vampires know how to concentrate their thoughts into their blood somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but she does claim that's a thing they can do. She just doesn't know how to do it.
It's like I concentrate my rage into my dumps. It's the same thing. It just takes practice.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are just quick psychedelic spurts.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah. There's a system that you can tell they've put a lot of thought into, but they haven't put a lot of thought into explaining to us. If you have three elders, two of them are asleep, one of them's awake.
Yeah.
There's reasons this has to be done. It's always been done this way. They don't tell you why that has to be anything.
No.
So, but Celine's in trouble for breaking the chain that was never explained to you why it was there.
Yeah.
But they've been doing this for 1,400 years.
Yeah.
And Celine's been around for how long? 600?
Something like that. A while.
Not quite that long. I think she's only a few hundred years old.
Okay. But like, if they've been doing this for 14 centuries, wouldn't there be more elders than just those three? Wouldn't some other vampires become elders after all this time?
Well, there's like Amelia, who is...
She was one of the three.
Awake now.
Yeah.
So she was the one that was awake that was going to go to sleep so Marcus could wake up. But like, wouldn't there be more?
You're dealing with this war with vampires. Maybe a lot of people aren't lasting long enough. Maybe Kraven's on his way,
I guess.
Like, I would imagine... Like, I'm just me making up some shit right now, but like... I'm thinking like for like policy reasons, having all three of them around made too much chaos. Like who's in charge, whatever. So like, all right, we'll keep it simple. Like one, you get 100 years, you get 100 years, you get 100 years, and we'll just keep this going on. So we know, whatever we know.
I'm not arguing with that. After all this time, wouldn't some vampires be old enough to be elders?
But those vampires that are like even more elder, like they get even older and they're still like that much more powerful.
Yeah. Like in this world, you're actually more powerful when you're older. Whereas in the Blade world, you get suckier when you're older.
You just get old. Being a vampire sucks in those movies.
But yeah, I guess the point is, like, no, as time goes on, the elder vampires will only get older, so you'll never be older than them, and so I think they're just essentially the elected officials.
Yeah.
So others might be of their rank, but now, you know.
So she wakes up,
Victor. Don't actually have the status.
And this is it's basically at this part of the movie where we get, like, Selena's backstory, that Victor actually turned her after supposedly saving her from werewolves when her whole family was killed.
This is where we get our Star Wars prequel moment, basically, because she's telling that to Michael, who then, in return, tells his sad story about how his wife died in a car accident, which is why he became a medical person.
Oh, yeah. He said, this is so terrible, I don't know why I'm laughing.
I was confused about that myself.
I looked over and the car engine was on top of her. And if I had known my training, I could have saved her. What? How do you figure? You're going to put a tourniquet on her?
Well, somebody just took it out of the engine and just walked over and placed it in her lap. Even then, that would probably
suck.
I believe he's referring to performing the experiment from Futurama where he would have removed her head and sewn it on his shoulder so she would survive the car wreck.
I see.
I'm just going to guess that. I mean, it's just me just spitballing here.
You do you.
He woke up. He was okay. She wasn't. He tried to move the engine off of her, which let her bleed out. If he had known what he knew now, he would know to not touch her until help showed up so they can actually perform what they're supposed to perform to try and actually save her. That's my guess.
Maybe. Like, but I don't know how he would have moved the engine off of her.
That's like you get impaled by something, leave it in until you have the proper stuff to handle the amount of blood you're going to lose. You know, I'm guessing that's probably what happened. And if he had known better, he wouldn't have done that.
Again, might be alive.
If you're hardcore and get impaled on something, just keep pulling it through you.
If I could interject, though. If maybe we could have spent 2 seconds on that and just forgotten about Wentworth Miller.
Tony, we only have 2 hours and 15 minutes to work with here.
That's what I point out. We're all trying not even to mention him. You keep bringing him back up.
Yeah.
I want to point out how dumb and useless so many parts of this movie are. Yeah.
So you're going to do that by making them a part of the podcast.
Yes.
All right, let's move forward.
We all have to suffer.
What did you guys think of the awakening scene? Like, where, you know, she bleeds into Victor. You get the not so good CGI of the organs waking up.
I thought it was decent. It was good in concept. I mean, they probably could have done a little better.
Super 90s.
Yeah, I think in 2003 that was definitely passable.
Yeah.
No, like, the CGI was okay, but the whole effect, like, the fact that they wanted to put that in is super 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a super 90s thing. Like all the Marvel movies like started having that nonsense, and it was all like, oh, here's X-Men, so we got to show you blood cells.
Yeah. Now, there it makes a bit more sense. But
we find out that...
I also don't fully understand the system of the crazy straw that he uses to drink her blood.
It's more fun.
Sure.
Oh, I love how after she wakes him up, right, to get into the vault where he is, there's this secure door you have to get past and like secret door and all that. And she just walks out another fucking door like that the guard isn't even looking at and just walks over like, oh, nothing's wrong.
Well, in there to begin with,
she's just like, this guy needs you. And he's like, all right, and just leaves. Just leave. Yeah. No.
It's like, hey, there's a distraction in the hallway.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, look, it's Bart, and he's doing stuff.
Yeah, she might as well have just gone in there and said, leave.
Yeah.
So she's been a vampire since she was 6 years old, according to her story.
Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
That sounds like it.
How does that work?
How'd she age?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you might still age. I don't know.
Because, I mean, we've already had Interview with the Vampire at this point.
Right,
yeah.
So granted, this movie could be working on its own rule set, but that movie kind of set up that, you know, if you get turned as a child, you stay whatever age you were turned.
She did say that he turned her that night.
Yeah, when she was six.
This seems to go with that more glamorous style of vampire where you, no matter what age you're bit at, you kind of, once you hit 20s, you just stop.
It brings you to your physical prime,
yeah,
I guess.
Once you've attained a Kate Beckinsale butt, you just stop growing.
I mean,
that's
good stuff.
Like, they could get older. Like, maybe Victor.
He's certainly not looking young.
Has been a vampire since he was like a teen or in his 20s, and because he's an elder, he actually got older. So he's 1400 years old, whatever.
He's stuck with a Bill Nye.
He looks like he aged 50 years, but it's been 1,400 years.
I would certainly argue that would help explain also why they might need this rest period to kind of keep them from dying out.
I left one of my horcruxes on the set of Love Actually.
He was the only good thing about that movie.
Christmas is all around us. All right, fine.
So, I've seen that movie, but I don't remember.
He's the only thing you'd remember from that movie.
Yeah.
I am wrong.
Wait, what am I missing?
Like the dude hitting on his friend's wife while the guy's in the kitchen or whatever.
He's the only part of that I remember. So, they're in love now. Celine and Michael. Random. They're just like, hey, we're going to kiss. You're going to turn into a werewolf, so I'm chaining you here for your own safety. Here's a gun. You're not going to use it.
Huh? This is why I called it the Star Wars prequel moment, because just like, I killed a bunch of people. Let's make out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I've been dying every day since I met you, Anakin.
Oh, they kiss.
Yeah, the audience is dying.
Come on, Rogue One?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm like,
the prequels. I killed so many sand people. Now I want you to bone me. Anyway.
So, meanwhile, you get this like half-hearted sex scene where Erica walks in a see-through shirt, takes that off. It's like, dry hump me, Craven. Make love to me like before the war.
Put your nose on my neck.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's not even like he's biting her. They're rubbing.
There's a camera on. Hide my breasts against yours.
Yeah.
I don't want to expend the blood it takes to get a hard on right now, so I'm just going to nuzzle you.
Listen, I'm not going to pretend this is going to work. Let's just...
Yeah. I'll motorboat you for a few minutes and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
He gets a phone call and he's like, whatever.
If only I had a nickel. I had a nickel for every time I said that.
Yeah.
Now Victor is awake, mm-hmm. and he wants to talk to Craven. He's like, what's going on here? And he wants to talk to Kate Beckinsale because he's got some answers. There's some questions that
I do answer. Like his like Hellraiser looking tubes hooked to his back up with blood,
the extra crazy straws.
He needs a lot of blood.
And Craven's all like, hey, I think I saw a distraction in the hallway. Pachoo.
Well, right at this point, he's telling Celine, he's like, I'm going to have Craven, you're claiming Craven's working with the vampires. I need proof of that, so I'm going to have Craven find it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
How does that make any goddamn sense? But whatever. Listen,
this glove, man. This glove doesn't fit. I don't understand.
Somewhere around here, I think is when Kate Beckinsale gets a hold of this doctor.
Well, that's when she's locked in a room, and Craven's like, you're going to be my queen. I'm going to see if I can get them not to kill you. I'm going to lock you in here till you love me or whatever. No, till Amelia judges her. And then
Erica lets her out.
Yeah, Erica's just like, just get out of here.
Yeah, here's a gun. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So she runs off yet again. This is when she goes to try and get Michael. She somehow ends up with the doctor in here somewhere. I'm trying to skip around a bit.
Well, yeah, like a werewolf SWAT team shows up, and classic like action movie trope of they all just stand there while she shoots all of them,
mm-hmm.
and Michael jumps out the window.
Yep. This is also where we get the group of Agent Smiths on platform 9 3/4, and they just take out one of the elder vampires.
Yeah, Amelia was nowhere near as hardcore of an elder.
Yeah, what was up with that, man? Once you hear the wolf howl,
yeah,
you'd be like, hackles up.
What would have been if she did like a modern vampire style, like turned into that shitty monster? Not so much what happened after that.
Okay, I was gonna say
not to forgive these Negroes.
She seems like a very sweet young lady.
I think she wants us to fuck her.
Kim Cattrall, I would believe that, but I don't know about this one.
But yeah, they just gun her down and then like they raid this train and just eat everybody on there.
But they steal her blood. They
do steal her blood to use for things.
Yeah, and Craig and squad of guys that were sent to pick her up.
So the whole deal with Michael, the whole deal that they figure out. So once Celine has the doctor, he explains all this. So Michael is a direct descendant of Corvinus, who was the original vampire, or
yes, where like he turned like
he was the, he was black the original plague
into, original immortal.
Yeah, so yeah.
Whatever the hell that means.
He was bitten by both the bat and wolf.
No, he had
his children.
His children were.
Okay. Yeah. One was bitten by the wolf. One was bitten by a bat.
Right. So I guess his descendants carry a gene that can like harbor both viruses, as they call it, because this is the 90s/2000s where vampirism is a virus and all that.
Yeah.
Because science. so.
Which is why it doesn't give you powers.
Right. So basically, they had to get as far back descendants of vampires and werewolves. They had to get pure blood from both sides in order to create the link between the two. He's going to bring balance to the force, basically.
I got
That's pretty
that.
Much what so, it is.
So, because Lucian bit him, and he was an elder werewolf,
yeah.
And they got the blood from Amelia, who was an elder vampire. So that's
I believe initially they were Lucian was trying to make himself the hybrid because he injected himself with Michael's blood.
Yeah, then I think he just needed an elder vampire blood.
Gonna inject himself with Amelia's blood, but never got to.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
He would have like all three of the cool.
I was gonna say when Michael gets it, I thought the whole point was Kate Beckinsale ends up biting him and turning him, so it's her blood, which is not an elder.
Yeah, but like she's one step removed from the oldest vampire.
Which fine, but yeah, then I was confused as to why you needed that elder's blood. But it's going for
because when he had Michael on the tray, he drew Michael's blood and put it in himself,
right.
And then he was gonna do Amelia's, but he never got to.
That's a good way to get some AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what the viruses are. So.
Well, that's why I was a little confused, because, like, then why was he playing good cop with Michael? Why not just kill him and take his blood?
No, because he thought Michael was an important person. Like, I think he actually kind of respected him.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus I think by that point he was going to be one of the Lycans, so.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you'd be part of our group. You'd be awesome, right? Yay.
I do like, though, where you start to appreciate that Victor is not to be fucked with.
Yes.
Like, because the doctor starts talking some shit. You know, he's laughing about what's going to happen. And Victor punches him so hard. Just real hard.
Just punches his face off.
Yeah.
He punches his jaw off, basically. Yeah.
And it's a very satisfying, just like...
Yep. So yeah, now shit's on. He realizes that Craven has, in fact, 4 years now been working with Lucian. He supposedly had killed Lucian, but it was all a fake. They've been working together. He's trying to gain power. He's planning on taking Victor out and blah, 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 blah. So now just shit's going crazy. The werewolves are trying to make, are trying to make their plan happen. And the vampires are trying to make moves on the werewolves' fortress, underground lair, whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But basically, war's happening now.
We're pretty much launching into our final battle now. Where are we?
This is where things get rather confusing for me, because it's a lot of darkly lit rooms with like guys in black leather trench coats versus guys in brown leather trench coats, and I can't tell what's what.
The occasional dark green trench coat.
Yeah.
Well, you see a flashback, and you find out now that Victor has just been an asshole the whole time. He tortured Lucian because he was in love with his daughter and impregnated her. And so he roasted his daughter in sunlight.
In front of Lucian.
Which is weird because like, I was like, I forgot that part. I'm like, they can breed?
What?
So if they can breed, then they can still grow old and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean.
I guess.
So yeah, he throws in some of that old man intolerance, calls Michael an abomination. Time to kill.
We can imagine in our minds.
Here comes.
That his daughter was Bella Swan, and he burned her alive.
Okay, that was
it's not where we thought that was going.
I would like to know where you thought that was going.
Don't worry about it.
I don't have a hateful bone in my body.
Because it's your tongue. It comes out of your mouth all the time.
Yeah. you release it with all your turds.
So you have gunfights that would barely be passable for Commando.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, we were commenting on it while watching this. There's a lot of, like, the werewolves kind of just line up in this hallway and the vampires just kind of drop down and the werewolves can't seem to hit them for shit.
Dude, they're just spraying wildly.
Yeah, they don't seem to understand how cover works.
So no one's just actually aiming their gun.
Yeah, just a lot of gunfire going around until somebody gets shot.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay because now Victor shows up.
Yeah.
Yes, during this whole time, Kraven is trying to escape. So he's like in the back hallways and back corridors trying to find a way out. And
he finds because he shot Lucian.
Yeah, he shot Lucian in the back.
Backshot him, yep.
And he was gonna shoot he shot Lucian in the back. He thought he was dead, so he's trying to get out.
Silver liquid bullet
thing. Yeah. It was kind of dope looking.
Yeah.
But like he's about to leave and he sees Victor. And like that's a one moment where everyone's like, oh shit. Because like he has to show the fuck up. Like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? But I remember when we saw this when it first came out, I still had Blade in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like watching me little bitch when he shows up. Like, watch him not be shit.
Yeah.
And like first scene where Victor's alone in this one room. And a werewolf runs at his ass, and he catches him. Was it
That was Ray's.
Ray's, yeah. the biggest, meanest one.
That wasn't Ray's, because wasn't Ray's fighting the dude with the whips?
But this is after that.
This is after.
Yeah,
after
we got to talk about Silver Whips.
Oh yeah,
because this guy had big plans that went nowhere fast.
First of all, why did he just swing those whips around in the air while this dude is turning into a werewolf?
Yeah.
Is Why that didn't like
you hit him then?
rules of engagement or and something?
From what I gather, the silver would have prevented him from transforming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, when he is transformed, quick note, he seems to be rather small once you get past the torso, so aim low.
Yeah.
Well,
probably remember, take out those legs pretty remember, quick.
They only built upper halves and feet. Yeah. That's all they built.
No, I understand.
That midsection you can't actually hit.
I understand why it was that way, but it's like, just aim for there. Those legs, he'll go down like an AT-AT. Like, you're fine.
But that's your chosen weapon. It's just two silver whips. And right when you pull them out, you're just like, for real, dude?
He's wearing them like suspenders.
Are you going to hit like a button and they turn into swords or something? Nope.
No.
And it's funny because like...
Are they electrified?
This is like one of the only worlds that they show in the movie, except for Lucian, who never transformed, actually.
Yeah.
Who like, he gets hit with silver and
he transforms in a flashback.
Oh, yeah. But, like, yeah. Normally, like, he has all his powers in human form.
Yeah.
But like he's hit with sword bullets and pulls them out himself like whatever dude yeah. I'm fucking badass. So he gets hit with the whip. He's like okay, mm-hmm. All right, I'm still transforming. Yeah. I'm still coming at you.
I like two things with it. Immediately when I saw it, I was like, I know that always seems like a cool idea because you know whips, that's cool, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, again, werewolf system, they're never gonna work.
No.
Second of all, if I'm not mistaken, he gets taken out because one of them gets caught on something. Yeah. Like he can't even swing it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, let me correct you there. Dude. If your name is not Indiana Jones, whips are not cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You always think you're Indiana Jones, but you never are.
Zorro the Gayblade.
Fair. Yep.
No, that's not cool at all.
But he's still leaned more heavily on the foil than the whip.
It was secondary, not primary.
Oh, I thought he exclusively used a whip. I don't know.
How did he put those Z's in people's chests, man?
No. Zorro the Gayblade.
Oh. Zorro,
his homosexual cousin, I think, that took over for a movie while Zorro's sick. He wore a purple costume.
Yeah, why did they make that movie? It was, what's it? That tan dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name either, yeah.
Right in.
Like, not Ricardo Montalban?
No.
But, like, Ricardo Montalban-ish.
He was the gold colonel recently.
The gold colonel.
Wow, what?
That's true. Mm. That's fact.
I don't know what this is. Anyway, but yeah, Whip Guy sucks. He goes down pretty quick. And a pretty uninspiring...
Not the Zootopia gay character.
Daryl Hammond? No.
Daryl Hammond?
Wait, what?
No. But, oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. He was a really tan dude. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so fast forward. Now,
Ray has gotten
past Whip Guy.
Yeah.
And he's coming at fucking Victor.
Yeah.
And Victor's like not even concerned.
Yep.
Here comes the biggest meanest.
Grab you by the throat.
Yeah, you know how much potence I have? Oh, you know how overpowered that shit is?
It's fucking glorious. And I was like, oh shit.
The werewolf tries to take a swipe at him. He just grabs his hand like, nope, that's not going to work either. And just breaks his arm.
I'm stronger than you are.
This is the one thing in the system I don't have to roll for. It just works.
Bitch, I am going to rip your spine out and beat you to death with it.
Yeah, he just fucks him up. Break some appendages.
That is true. I remember, saying that when we first saw it. Like, oh, potency just happens. I don't have to roll for shit. Like,
fortitude you got to roll for.
Yeah. I just do damage. Like. Yeah.
What the fuck? Strength just by potency.
Yeah.
So he just fucks Ray's up and stabs him with the sword. What are we doing here?
We're ending the movie.
Yeah.
So, Kraven ends up in the room with Celine and Michael. He shoots Michael a bunch with these silver bullety guns.
This is after Celine has bitten Michael.
No, this is why she bites Michael.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Because now Kraven comes in and talks.
Kraven's all like, your dad is a Dracula.
Want to continue with that thought?
No.
Okay. She basically is like, you know, Victor's a douche. He's the one that killed your family. It wasn't the Lycans. He only turned you because he reminded him about his daughter that he killed in front of this werewolf, which started this whole war. He's a major douchebag. You have no idea what you're talking about. Fuck everything.
Mm. Yeah, that's when Lucian crawls over and is like, backstab.
Yep.
You know, after all that, Kraven's still like, but I mean, like, you can come with me.
Yeah, if you want to get out of
here. Trouble letting go here.
Yeah.
I just destroyed your whole world and you feel shitty. You want to come home with me now?
Like, on both accounts. I ruined all sides of your life. I just ruined. But, you know, you can come with me.
My girl.
So, at this point, Celine bites Michael. He's half Dracula, half Bigfoot.
Yep.
Yep.
All Na'vi.
Yeah.
Not quite yet, but... Yeah, because now Victor comes in, he's like, what the fuck is this thing? This is gross. Throws him through a wall. This is when he goes tumbling into some water and starts turning into a Na'vi.
I'm gonna abort this baby.
And now he's like, you know, all right, we seem to be doing good here. Can we just leave? Come on, Celine, let's get out of here. And she's like, I know the truth now. You're a shit. Like, I'm not going anywhere with you. It's like, fine, I'll have to kill you too, I guess. And that's when Nightcrawler shows up and just starts fucking him up.
Yeah, this one, he was like,
a bit.
I love my daughter. Like,
yeah.
This awkward.
Yeah. Akam, I love you.
I love.
So.
It's like Paul Giamatti in Planet of the Apes. Like,
Michael should be badass, but he's just kind of slapping him. He's claw slashing him, but not to any real effect.
Yeah. Well, he gets a good couple moments when he's like, you know, he's like, suddenly I'm behind you when you thought I was thrown down there. And then he knocks him to the ground. He's like, now I'm just standing where you landed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to punch you over in that direction.
Yeah, it's full Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Like, even really the point where, like, oh, he's just going to win. Oh, wait, no, it's Dragon Ball Z. No, he's not.
And he has to die and come back more powerful.
And even though the fight is not that great, at this point, I was like so desperate for just like monster on monster combat that I was like, okay, I'll watch this. I don't care. I'll watch this. So
don't look at Rob's web browser. You'll see a lot of monster on monster.
You sure will. So Victor gets Michael in a headlock after he's, you know, turned into this blue.
And Victor's SWAT team showed up and shot the shit out of Michael for a while.
Yeah, there's that too. And he's like, he's about to break his neck when Celine grabs Victor's sword. And then whoever edited the movie takes Photoshop and cuts out the picture of Celine. And then goes, slides her down.
She was on wires.
Yeah, it's clear wire work.
It just looks so silly.
Yeah. It's like Peter Pan taking off.
No, for real. Like, it really is. Like,
just in reverse. She does like a Mario jump.
Just tuck that one leg and, you know, crook that one leg and keep the other one straight. And like, I'm flying, Peter. Yeah.
And she slides down and like totally slices up Victor and then lands.
I was like, at this point, Victor gets back up. He looks like, oh, I'm fucking pissed now. You're going to get it. And suddenly has two more knives.
Yeah.
Where were those when you were fighting?
in his old man costume.
Yeah. He just bought that power with XP right now.
Well, that's right. I forgot I could do this.
I've been saving up experience for 600 years.
But doesn't matter because it's like, oh, wait, anime rules.
Yeah, Celine's like, look, there's blood on my sword.
Yeah.
That means you're dead.
So his face just like cuts in half.
Even though that took way too long. Like, he whipped his head around. He was like talking and.
And really, like, his blood should have just held the whole thing together.
Yeah, he's hostile. Spend a heal bit. Yeah.
Just.
Again, you got to roll for that shit.
So his head just falls off and he just plops in the water.
Yep. So he's dead. And so Celine and Michael are together.
Yeah.
Everything's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then
all the werewolves back off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just everybody's like, oh, I'm not fucking with that. We get some more narration about how she's not sure what's going to come next, but she's sure she's going to be in trouble. And
the werewolf blood is awakening Marcus.
Yeah, so we cut back to the sanctuary, wherever it was, where Dr. Guy is bleeding all over the floor.
With no one cleaned up, it's left him there.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, they fired the one guard. Yeah. He was probably on his lunch break anyway.
So we just see the blood dripping down through the floor and through this gizmo and through this coffin and through this... It's crazy straw and whatever gets into the guy's mouth, his eyes open, turn all black, and cut to black.
There's no reason why that should have worked. Oh, that system was too elaborate.
Yeah.
Far too elaborate.
For that blood to go.
There should have been safeguards to prevent that.
Yeah, that too.
Because
if that could happen, that means it could flood. And
they should be hermetically sealed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be great if Victor got them and like, why is there like moss in my lungs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have black lung now.
And then Kraven just sort of disappeared.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he didn't die or anything.
Nope. Nope. He's in all the other movies, I think.
Is he?
I hope not.
Yeah.
He sucked.
Desperately trying not to sound Irish.
He has credits for all of the movies.
Yeah. Hooray.
Hopefully not for voiceovers.
We're not doing the other movies. We are doing Underworld. Maybe and that is it for Underworld.
Maybe he's on craft services. He's giving them food. Do you want some food?
Got some food.
All right.
That's Underworld from 2003. All right. On RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 31%. Audience gave this a score of 79%. That is what they thought about this movie and their possible recommendations. What about you and yours, Brian?
So, I still like this movie. Like, it's not great, but I still have some entertainment in it. I'll watch it if it's on TV or something like that, but knowing how long it is, like, I can just poke in, like, is it this part yet? Nope. All right. I'll go do what I'm doing. This part yet? All right. I'll watch this part here. Like, you know, but I still enjoyed it.
All right. Rob.
I'm going to give this actually a not recommend just because I can't think of a reason to watch this. Like, if you want to see gunfights, there's way better gunfight movies. If you want to see vampires, don't bother. They don't make good vampire movies. You're wasting your time.
Lost Boys.
Yeah. That's more a coming of age tale than a vampire movie, strictly. It's also an 80s like Monster Hunter movie, more than a vampire movie, I would say.
Once bitten. I'm sorry.
I've never seen it.
I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying, like, if I were to go over the reasons in my head to recommend this movie, I can't think of anything. It's way too long. The fight scenes aren't that great. The scene with Victor at the end is kind of cool, but that's not going to carry the movie by itself. Kate Beckinsale's hot, but, like, she's in other stuff. I don't think so.
All right, Joe.
In 2003, I appreciated this movie for being an acceptable vampire movie. In 2017, where I couldn't give one fuck about vampires or werewolves, this movie sucks. I can't recommend it. Like Rob said, there's nothing really all that good going on here. At its best, it's just lackluster. Total not recommend.
Okay. Shit. Because I'm thinking... At best, I could give it a light recommend. I think I might do that just to kind of balance it out, because I think that leaves us 50-50, which I think is about right for this movie. It's not offensive, but it's not worth seeking out. Maybe if you really, you know, if you're about to start a Vampire the Masquerade campaign and you want some world building.
Stop in 2017.
Maybe somebody's out there, I'm sure. But yeah, like, it's...
I want to play a Sedai again.
The point is, there's not a lot to it. It's not terrible, but it's not that good either. And especially the extended cut we watch is way too long. They desperately need an editor because this is not a Peter Jackson thing. Like, you cannot get away with that. So, yeah, it'll just be a light recommend from me. But let's still say something we want to recommend instead of this.
The Matrix.
Modern Vampires.
I recommend, if you are planning on starting a Vampire the Masquerade game, contact me at the4ampodcast@gmail.com, and I'll sell you all my books. I'll give you a good deal.
The Lost Boys?
I think The Lost Boys is a better recommendation. Say hello to the night. We'll save the total recommend on that or not for when we get there. I do believe that's on the list. So anyway, that is our recommendations for now. What do we have up next on the docket?
Next we have what we normally would do would be our dice roll, but because next week's going to be our special 75th episode. Yeah, we made 75 episodes, people. That's right.
Holy God. That's a quarter of a million.
Yeah, what he said. We're
it's fuzzy math.
We decided to pick a movie that's special to most people here. I've never actually seen it, but it's going to be Iron Giant.
Well, I don't think two of you have seen it. Joe hasn't seen it either.
I've only seen parts of it.
Yeah.
So he picked a movie that only matters to me.
However,
well, we did a poll.
From what I understand, when you see it, it is really special.
I've never heard a bad thing about this movie.
Yeah.
So
I've also heard it's Vin Diesel's best movie.
Not Guardians?
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's a best. Lateral shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty much the same role. It's
those two in the video of him playing with Street Sharks.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yes.
Although, Mr. Diesel, if you ever want to be on our podcast, we'd be happy to have you.
He plays D&D as well.
He sure does.
Come by.
Play. You want to weigh in on this Vampire the Masquerade nonsense? You can go right ahead. Come
Once
on
we
in.
Start doing some role-playing for this, we can get Vin Diesel here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it can happen. That's the next logical progression.
Yeah.
Tony's going to dial 6 digits of your number, and when we start playing games, he's going to hit that last digit, and we're going to give you a call.
Vin Diesel's just going to smash through the wall.
Mr. Diesel. Can I call you Vin? Yeah, Vin. You'll be hearing from us real soon.
I'll bring some Street Sharks.
Please don't call the authorities on us. Please.
He's never even going to know we exist. Don't worry about that.
So
yeah, what else?
Yeah. Iron Giant next week for our 75th episode. Hope you all love it.
Scott for the people, Rob?
Bring some tissues. Well, guys, that is it for our 74th episode. We want to thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider subscribing. And if you did, please leave us a positive review on iTunes or Google Play. It really does help us out. You can also email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
Eventually, we'll have some content.
Eventually, at 4 a.m. podcast. And we're also working on getting our YouTube channel, the 4 a.m. podcast, up to date with some of our previous episodes that you may have missed and are no longer available through iTunes. So look forward to that.
Skip that first one.
No, that first one's awesome. Don't listen to that one.
Yeah. So
that's it for this time. We'll see you all next time with the Iron Giant.
Thanks again for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Adios.
Good night, everybody.